Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, v'tzivanu al sefiras ha'omer, hayom shnei yomim la'omer.
Amen. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav,
children, this is the bracha of Sefiras HaOmer that we count every night in shul, after Ma'ariv. From the second night of Pesach all the way until Shavuos, we count every night of Sefira. On the first night, we count Hayom Yom Echad LaOmer, and on the second night, we count Hayom Yom Shnei Yomim LaOmer, and so on until we complete the counting. I will explain what Sefiras HaOmer means and why we count it. When the Holy Temple, the Beis HaMikdash, was standing, on the second day of Pesach we would bring a carbon of the Omer, which is from barley. Barley is brought over the fire, and then this barley was ground into a fine powder. After that it was sifted to make it very fine, and that was the Omer that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. As all children know, we always make a bracha before putting anything into our mouths. When we make a special bracha, we are thanking Hashem for giving us this fine, delicious food. We make a similar bracha before we eat from the new food that grows at the beginning of the year. We thank Hashem by bringing a carbon omer that we make from this new food that grew. After Hashem took the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, they were in the Midbar, the desert, for 7 weeks, which is 49 days. After those 7 weeks, on the 50th day, Hashem gave Bnei Yisrael the Torah on Har Sinai. Now children, when someone is excited about a special trip, or if someone is excited that a friend or relative who lives very far away is coming to visit them, they usually are so excited that they count the days until that trip, or until that visitor comes. The excitement is so big that they can't just forget about it until it happens. Rather, they count every day as it gets closer, and every day is more and more exciting. In the case of Bnei Yisrael, it was even more so. After so many years of working for the Mitzrim, doing back-breaking labor under the hot sun, and being forced to work as slaves for many, many years, the Bnei Yisrael were so excited that Hashem took them out. To add to their excitement, not only did Hashem take them out, but Hashem was going to give them his most precious gift, the Holy Torah. The Bnei Yisrael were so excited that they counted every day until they would finally receive the Torah. Even nowadays, we are so excited when we think back to how Bnei Yisrael must have felt, that to remember that excitement, we count every day until day number 50. We start by making a bracha before counting the Omer, and then after that, we count which day we are up to. We then say a special tefillah, Harachaman hu yachazir lanu avoidas beis hamigdash limkoima b'mheira b'yameinu. In this tefillah, we ask Hashem that we should be worthy to receive the final beis hamigdash quickly, and that we be able to give the carbon omer again inside of the beis hamigdash.